Aerospace is an industry that relies more than most on a smooth-working international financial system. Airlines typically finance their purchases with huge loans. Those loans are hard to get in a banking crisis. And Europe's largest aircraft manufacturer is starting to feel the pain. The world's Jerry Haddon reports.
Folks here in the southwest of France call Toulouse Aerospace Valley. It's sort of a mix of Silicon Valley and Seattle. Some 100,000 people work here, making satellites and jet engines, developing high-tech systems for outer space, and of course, building airplanes.
Everything we have accomplished so far gives us the confidence, the courage, and the means to face the big ramp-up in 2008 and in 2009.
That was Airbus CEO Thomas Enders just a year ago, before the credit crisis crossed the Atlantic and decimated many European banks. Since then, the world's airline industry has been hit hard. Air travel declined in September for the first time in 5 years. Carriers are canceling new plane orders. Last month alone, Airbus received 71 cancellations. New orders are down by a third from last year. Airbus declined an interview request, but local residents have a lot to say. At a corner bistro, the owner, Monsieur Cohen, prepares coffee for his dwindling morning crowd. Cohen says Toulouse's aeronautics and aerospace companies are the lifeline of the region. He says anything that affects them affects all the other businesses that support the sector. People's eating habits have changed. They order cheaper drinks or settle for a sandwich at lunch instead of our typical three-course menu. Clearly, locals are in savings mode, but Toulouse and its flagship employer, Airbus, are not in crisis yet. The trouble is still around the corner, says Christian McCormick. McCormick directs a French bank called Natixis Transport Finance. Natixis lends money to airlines to buy planes.
There are between $65 and $70 billion worth of aircraft to be delivered next year. 40% of that number is supposed to be financed by banks. The liquidity crunch is creating a shortfall that we estimate to be about $10 to $20 billion. Someone has to fill that gap.
If credit doesn't materialize, analysts predict Airbus could soon have up to 100 unsold planes idling in its own parking lot. McCormick and other industry insiders say Airbus can absorb a limited slowdown in the short term. That's because there's a long delay between orders and delivery. But if the global liquidity doesn't improve by the end of the year, things will get tough around Toulouse, says Hervé Penon, dean of the Toulouse Graduate School of Business Administration.
If the crisis lasts a few months, few years, it could be a problem in 4 or 5 years. I don't know if it's a problem of financing. I think it's more a problem of health of aviation companies. For instance, the recent cancellations were mainly because of the failure of some low-cost companies.
Low-cost airline failures could bring more bad news to Toulouse. Last year, low-cost flights accounted for about two-thirds of new traffic into Toulouse's airport. Toulouse's prestigious annual antique show has just started. Buyers here tend to be well-to-do, among them business execs. But this year, dealers complain, attendance is lower than ever. Pierre Caron, a seller of 19th-century paintings, says so are his prices.
Là, je pense que la crise est installée.
I think the economic crisis is here to stay, he says, so we've had to buy cheaper in order to sell cheaper. I have to make my products accessible to our customers. If I don't, they won't take me seriously. Lowering prices is one strategy open to Airbus as well. So far, though, that's not in the cards. The company has said, however, that it wants to make greater efforts to offer direct financing to clients, filling at least part of the void left by the banks. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Toulouse, France.